And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hungary's first ever primary elections to find a candidate to challenge right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban got off to a rocky start Saturday, with voting suspended due to what organizers said was a suspected cyber attack. Voting started around 10 hours UTC Saturday, but was soon suspended and will only resume Monday after a system crash. The National Primary Election Committee said in a statement that a mass load of currently unknown origin hit the background system of the primary election. The once factious opposition has come together in a six-party alliance with one common goal: to push the long-serving leader from power in elections next year. They accuse the 58-year-old Orban, who came to power in 2010 and often clashes with Brussels over migration and rule of law issues, of endemic corruption and creeping authoritarianism. The U.S. plans to speed up its efforts to expel Haitian migrants on flights to their Caribbean homeland as agents poured into a Texas city where thousands of Haitians have gathered after suddenly crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. The Department of Homeland Security said in a statement it moved about 2,000 of the migrants who had gathered under and near a bridge in the city of Del Rio to other locations Friday for processing and possible removal from the United States. It also said it would have 400 agents and officers in the area Monday morning and was prepared to send more if necessary. The announcement marks a swift response to the sudden arrival of Haitians in Del Rio, a city of about 35,000 people that sits on a relatively remote stretch of border and lacks capacity to hold and process